What's up, guys? It's St. Vincent. And from Progressive Insurance, this is Shower Sessions. Each episode, we'll go behind the curtain to meet new artists, hear their stories, and perform from the stage where pretty much every singer got their start, the shower.
Lucifer sings a soprano, fallen angel listening to Zeppelin.
I got me someone else instead of
This is Shower Sessions. Welcome to my shower. Today on the podcast, we have Duckworth, a rapper and songwriter from LA. He's going to kick things off by performing right here in the shower.
Oh, by the way, this is a true story about this one summer where I just wanted to get some ice cream, man. Just a little bit broke. So let's do this. Okay. Say, I'm running off to the ice cream truck. In my pocket, all I got is $2. Now I ain't rich, but I can give it to. I'm on a Sunday, on a Saturday. Say, it's just me and my little $2. I'm driving nearer to the ice cream truck. I see the menu with the peanut butter crunch, strawberry, vanilla, Neapolitan. Say, I want a sundae, can you tell me how much? He said, do differently, and I'm thinking, oh, if you remember, all I got is $2. I may be out of luck on a Saturday then. And then you came into my world, that vanilla chocolate swirl. You had a $1.50 in hand. You gave it to the ice cream man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Pick it up. Ay, say, secure that flavor I've never tasted. Can't wipe this grin off my face. Funny Valentine. Oh yeah. Ay, say, oh yeah. I wonder how you even taste. Butterscotch, cinnamon, sun-dried days. Funny Valentine. Oh yeah. Say, oh yeah. Secure that flavor I've never tasted. Can't wipe this grin off my face. Funny Valentine, oh yeah. Say, oh yeah. Say, secure that flavor I've never tasted. Butterscotch, cinnamon, sun-dried days. Funny Valentine. Say, new part, say. Secure my funny Valentine. You're so sweet to me, so sweet. Hey, say, see, you're my funny Valentine. And you're so sweet to me, and you're so sweet to me. Yeah, yeah, you remind me of ice cream on a Saturday, or in a summer day. So sweet to me, yeah, yeah. Come on, I say you're my last time, funny Valentine. And you're so sweet to me, funny Valentine.
Is this your very first time singing in a shower?
No, not really. I've sung in a shower.
So this is a really normal experience for you then?
Well, maybe not the pink light. I wish I could have the pink light while I'm singing in the shower. Okay, so I come from like a music family. Dad is like a master pianist and singer and guitar player and stuff like that. And then mom sings, aunties are in the choir. My other uncles play bass guitar, lead guitar, drums. So pretty much music is in my DNA. So I couldn't get away from it. And my friend was just doing music and he asked me to get on a song. And I got on it and it's just like the bug just attached itself.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't stop. I actually did not want to do music.
Why?
Because I don't want to be like, I'm a rebel, naturally. So I did not want to be like my father or anybody else in my family. So I wanted to do more like illustrations and graphic design and everything. Like,
I love a font too.
Wait,
are you a serif or sans serif person?
Right now I'm serif.
I love Serif. Because I've been listening to a lot of classical music. So I'm like big Serif right now. Yeah. Big Serif. I love the old looking text. Oh, and even worse, I like Gothic in Old English. So I'm going all the way back.
Oh, that's like all the Serifs.
That's all the Serifs. That's like Super Saiyan Serif.
Do you have a room in your house that you associate with music making?
Well, not my house now, but the house I was raised in, the living room, because that's where my dad would have their rehearsals. And I used to, I wasn't able to go into their rehearsal because I had to do like math homework and stuff. But I would like sneak out. So the dining room was here and the living room was here. And there was this big old glass table. So then I would like duck under the glass table, like crawl and stuff. And then I'd just like be like under there, like looking and then watching them. I just couldn't understand how, like, just all these different assortments, different frequencies all, like, coming together to create one, like, fat sound. I couldn't understand it. We were a little bit restricted on what we could listen to. It was either gospel or classical. And so my sister started bringing the CDs in. She brought in Jill Scott. She brought in, not Coldplay. Actually, she did bring in Coldplay.
Yeah.
She brought in Common, The Roots, Outkast, Erykah Badu. So like at first, I just got a good taste in music based off what she was listening to.
I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what lick I used to practice all the time? But like, my name is
J-I-L-L-O-T-T. That's hard. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like over and over again.
Yeah, that's hard.
No, that's the best stuff. Mm-hmm. I love Erykah Badu.
I met her once. She told her friend that I reminded her of 3,000. Yo,
that's cool.
That was crazy. That was insane.
I used to just get told I looked like the girl from Charmed. When did you first have an experience where you're like, oh my God, I've kind of made it?
I guess recently, I got a billboard off of Sunset in Alvarado.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing your face blown up in that way is wild.
Yeah.
It's a bit intense. It's tight though. My mom, she actually called me in anger. She said, so I heard through the grapevine that you have a billboard and you did not let me know. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, mom. It's been doing a lot lately.
Uh-huh.
She was like, there ain't no excuse. You should have let me know. And she was like, I'm proud of you. We're going to have to go ahead and see that.
How do you look at the difference between like Jared and Duckworth? Or is there one?
Duckworth is me to have a reason to be extra, pretty much, and like bold and big and everything. I don't always find that same safe space as Jared, you know, because I feel like it's, I feel like Jared comes out during performances, like I may have like if the crowd is like just applauding, mm-hmm. then I'm just like, it's much. For me, you're always harding yourself as an artist. Like I can like point out 20 faults that I had within one show and stuff like that, but people are applauding like as if I just performed Phantom of the Opera. And I'm like, this is very sweet of you, but you know, it's all good. I could have done better, but that's just being a critical artist. I feel a lot of us deal with that.
If you don't let it like eat you whole, I think it'll just make you better.
I just want better. I want greatness. Like I felt this grandness and this great energy ever since I was little. And when I was younger, I just felt weird. Like, as hell, I never really fit in, you know? But, like, as I got older and I went into music, I was like, oh, this is a perfect place to put this grandness. It's either in the music or it's on stage, mm-hmm. you know? But it gave me a place to put it, because if I didn't have a place to put it, I'd just feel really awkward just walking around. I identify as a dragon, so maybe that's why.
Tell me about that.
I was born in 88, and...
Is that the year of the dragon?
Uh-huh. But it's like, I really am like a dragon now.
But what are the properties of a dragon?
They're grand, but they're chill, like, you know, like you only have to spit fire when you need to, but they're very like grand. All I see is like the Freddie Mercury's or the, you know, or like the Whitney Houston or even like I said, the Kanye's or the Franks or the Tyler's or Beyonce, like these are all symbols of like greatness and not, you know, just from them being like who they are and like how people publicize them, but it's just like their dedication to the music and then like the capacity of the music is so grand, it's thick, you know, and it's just like how it affects people, once again, frequencies and stuff. So that's what I see.
So what's next for you?
I'm working on this project called Super Good, And I've been working on it, like, low-key since, like, 2013, so.
That's really exciting. Can you tell us anything about it?
I can say that the project I put out before, The Falling Man, it was the darker side. So it's pretty much like yin and yang. So Falling Man was like the, like I said, it's just the darker side of like life in general. It's when you like fall from grace and everything, the fallen angel, quote unquote. But then like Super Good is like the salvation. It's like the saving grace that like pulls you up after you fall to your like lowest moment, pretty much.
So before we leave the shower, I wondered if you could play a song.
Oh, of course. I'm gonna do my favorite Carpenters cover. No, I'm gonna do
Jazz Odyssey.
Yes. Oh, I'm gonna do Soprano.
My tongue is a weapon, 40 caliber shooting at the hecklers. Actuate the reverend, angels on the line shooting up to heaven. Lucifer sings in soprano, fallen angel listening to Zeppelin. Your mama told you not to listen to secular music. The devil's in the trap, automatic, singing like tubas. Black Sabbath on vinyl, AC/DC in the summer, Killer Cam in the winter. This is what you always wanted, turning degrees to 100. Yeah, yeah, this is what you always wanted. Ooh, yeah, turning degrees to 100. Crank that.
Thank you for having me. This is fun. This is a whole mood. You know, I'm really inspired to put pink light and a phone by my shower.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Hell yeah. This was fun. Till next time.
Well, that's it for this episode of Shower Sessions from Progressive. If you want to see these video performances and other behind-the-scenes stuff, check out showersessionspodcast.com. I'm St. Vincent. Thanks so much for listening. See you in my bathroom. What?